Okay, so I'm naming this what?
Halachas Shabbos.
Halachas Shabbos.
That's right.
Is this working? Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And where are you holding?
I'm in Rei Samech Aleph. Will do the Bir Halachas now? Will do it that way? So, first of all, it's important to realize that when we were speaking a couple of times ago, we spoke about finished smushes and stuff on it, what's the suffix, can you work out when it is, can't you work out when it is? Well, it's very clear that although maybe in the Gemara there might be another way to learn it, there's certainly an opinion that Beit HaMikdash is one instant. That's the time Beit HaMikdash is. So, bottom line is, because nobody can tell when Beit HaMikdash is, Beit HaMikdash is not considered a suffix shotim. And we spoke about, that's not Beit HaMikdash. It's only when you don't know, that's the first Be'alecha. It's only when you don't know when Beit HaMikdash is, that's a dust shotim, because I don't know when Beit HaMikdash is. But not that Beit HaMikdash itself is a dust shotim. That's number one. In terms of how long we can keep Beit HaMikdash for, we spoke about this. We spoke about this before. Is it 13 minutes? Is it 18 minutes? Right?
Yeah.
So now again, there's two definitions of mil that are relevant here, right? It's 18 minutes or I guess 24 minutes, 22 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, fine. So actually, yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. 22 and a half, yes, right? A couple days. If you make the calculation, it can't be 24. So it's got to be, I guess, 22. Makes sense. But otherwise, it would be 19 and something, I guess. Actually, yeah, fine. Let's leave it alone. But so we'll call it 22. Fine, very good. A couple days minutes. So can you rely? So 13 is assuming finished marches is only 13 minutes. 18 means finished marches is still 18 minutes. So can you rely on that or can you rely on that? So it's like this. 13, like I said, you for sure can rely on, even if it's another mincha. After 13 gets complicated. If you're in trouble, if you're a b'shas hadchak, so the Tosa Shulchan says you can rely on that as well. I spoke with him with a big rub, and he was like, well, I didn't get to talk to him again. We said, listen, we were 18 minutes with what we, the halacha is regarding matzah, for example, 18 minutes. So I thought about that, huh?
That's considered milk.
Hmm?
Well, here it says milk by matzah.
No, it says the same, it says the same shear. It's the same shear as, it says a mil. That's exactly it. So that's what he said. The mil is 18 minutes. We hold 18 minutes. So you have to hold 18 minutes. You can't hold 18 minutes. So I realized afterwards that that's a chumra, though. Could be there when Machmir is the Raisa. It's not a clear proof for a rabbinic question. I wanted to see something.
I guess
Pesach,
I'm doing like 13 minutes.
No, you want to do it faster. No, you want to do it quicker.
And then do it,
did you just want to be fast? I think. I don't think it's so relevant to hear. I think you want to just do it as quick as possible. Maybe there is an opinion that is, I don't know, I'm not aware of it. But that's basically the first, those are two things I wanted to say. So, you want to learn the Be'alechas through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll so, what's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion about the Tam and the Gaonim? What's the halacha?
But it's good to be
machmal
like the
Gaonim. Are you?
Huh?
Are you? Do you know anyone who is?
Yes.
I'm not even machmal like the
Gaonim. What? Oh, you sure are. No.
In America,
no, in America, you're right. But in Israel, almost nobody's machmal except unless they have a special mahala. Unless they have a special mahala, people are not. They don't keep it in time. They're not careful at all. Why not? Because you know there's a cool in this Be'alecha also. If you,
at the end of the Be'alecha, we're saying something about like there's three simanim from the Gemara, the stars, or the three.
But again, he comes out in the Maisa that you
he
should like.
Man.
Yeah. Sorry, but at the time you can't just like say that's not Be'alecha. And yet in Israel, like I said before, Rabbi Yashar and Shlomo Zalman, they were lenient. They held it.
When did they go? What, 15 minutes or when did they go?
They went by the Gaonim. When it came to the light Hanukkah lift, when I had the light Menorah, it doesn't matter. I'm doing the Doraisa. It's Shabbos. Must be Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's Hanukkah. I light my menorah. No, of course not. God forbid. 35 minutes or whatever it is. Like regular, because it's regular Shabbos. When Shabbos ends, 36, whatever. That is the going. Because we have a machmir a little bit more, whatever it may be. That's the. I think, and maybe I'm mistaken, but I think that it's the. However you want to dray it, whatever you do with it, that's like for sure okay. In terms of that, I think that they are Balbishit on the. I think so. Because no one keeps Shabbos. It's like there's a Chumah there. Why is there a Chumah? What is that Chumah? I don't remember. Actually, well, yeah, the bottom line is that that's the bottom line of things. Not that. Have medium stars, right? Yeah. But kids, because the stars are because of people who are not bikim, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know what people are going to mess up. So we wait extra, we're careful. I think that's what it comes down to. That way you see these stars, it's after the time, but it doesn't matter. That way anybody will be sure. The people who are so smart, you know, they're everyone is so clever. I mean, I know somebody in the. He had to have a cigarette. He's desperate and like, hey, it's Shabbos. No. It's not just that time. No, it must be. People are not like, hey, okay, you need to wait a little long, another few minutes, relax, okay. That's not your time. You know, people don't. So, this is the part, I think that's the bottom line why. That we're machmir so that people shouldn't mess up. I think that's the bottom line why. That's what he seems to be saying. He brings from the safest manim. Here it's different. Because I'll tell you why. That's the bottom line. The punchline of things is that here the custom was always, except for like certain city and certain people, but like the custom always was the chidabris. Nobody was ever machmir more than 20 minutes.
The Shulchan Aruch was here.
I don't know whether he wrote it here. Number one. And number two, the custom was not like that. It could be nobody held, but we hold not like that. The Grove brings several rides. The Shulchan Aruch not like. Not like the ribbon of time. I'm like, so, what do you want? Like, what's the deal? He told us, someone came to Chazanish, Rav Ozner. He said, can I mock with, oh, is there a mucky mock with the ribbon of time? He's like, no, there were people, what can I do for you if they're not mocking? They're not mocking me. Pali Shul is not mocking me. It's Israel. That's
so
the way it is.
Why do you say something
too?
Because that's Shulchan Aruch.
Those are the Mechaber and everything. Finish, I follow. I don't care what Raj you have. Doesn't matter what Rashi, I was always Shulchan Aruch. Usually that means leniency, but sometimes it doesn't. Here's one of the places. Now, the Chida.
What do you know?
The Chida says 20 minutes. That's what he brings here. We'll start to be less than a second. He brings here the views like, yeah, you 20 minutes, that's it. Mm-hmm. Even if, yeah, the Shofar, Barzab. He went over to the Chazanish and said, he was like, it's like really sharp. So my ancestors always kept Rav in the town. I moved to Eretz Yisrael. So like, do I get Rav in the town? He said, the Vilna Gaon had really strong rice, not like Rav in the town. That was the custom here.
Everything
Rav in the town. Yeah, no, he was like very, like, he, you know, yeah, no problem. He says, he's like, you don't have to.
You keep Rav in the town?
Hmm? I do not.
You ever lived in America?
In America, well, I was in America like 22 years ago or something. I moved here, 23, something like that.
So you there, got that?
My father didn't keep it. So if he didn't keep it, I didn't keep it.
My father keeps it in America. I came here, I saw them, no one does. Like,
the Chazanish says they don't even need to have Torah and Dharma.
Same, am I allowed to do that, or I always kept it like... What?
Someone asked if you should keep the Chabad Hatam. Another person says it's going to mess up your normalcy of your life, certainly not. But like, again, you have to, the Hasidic students say even Nidat Yosef, it could be, you do Nidat Yosef, if you only kept it from when you were a baby, I don't know, it's good, I just changed, like, just to drop it. Now it works, but...
I don't get another idea, I just...
You did, by keeping that. Three times, probably you kept another, maybe not, probably yes.
Well, 3 times in a row, I take certain bus to Shiva.
No, but mitzvah is different. There's something called Nidre Mitzvah. This is a whole different sugi. I said maybe not because the question of whether Nidre Mitzvah helps with that or not. But the answer is yes. Generally speaking, you don't have anything to like nullify it. If you keep three, there's also Hazanisha actually about that, which is another possible leniency. But if you keep something 3 times, you have to keep it up.
It's like minimum.
You go to definitely only Shiva. 3 times in a row at 9 o'clock, you'd like to go to the Shiva, you have to keep coming. You know that is tough. You have a problem. I'm just telling you, you have to say B'li Nevi.
Well,
you weren't here in a few days. So it's not I'm just kidding. I don't mean here. I'm happy.
No, it's not about the second company. Most, Esri, but it's
there's a chazir.
Huh? Yeah,
just
like an friend by the second company, Esri, for like 3 days.
It depends if it's better or worse. If it's worse, no. It says that if you give Machsa Shekel for children not Mechuyuv to, let's say.
You have to continue.
Why?
If you did it 3 times after, or
even once maybe, probably because again, there you're doing mamash mitzvah or whatever, you have to work out. Why don't you need 3 times? That's a kasha time. That's the question. A lot of the Gedolei Poskim say that a trusted darim helps only for this sort of thing. That unless you make explicit neder, Rav Yosef has other fellows, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nachman, Rav Yashi. There are a bunch of others. They all say no. If you did the Tarsus Dharma, and some say, well, you can't rely on it. It's
like,
it's Mavakim that the next year, what you do that you would have been obligated because of doing the mitzvah 3 times, it makes it as if you made an edit, it's not as if you made an edit. Because we've shown in, there's like a machlokus, do I need to remember my Tarsus Dharma and then it works? Or if I remember it, it doesn't work. If I remember that I made a Tarsus Dharma and I say it anyway, so then I nullify it. Do I need to remember it? It's like the Rishonim basically what comes out with Rishonim is that the Tarsus Dharma is good for nothing. Because one sheet just says it's good if it's this way, what's good if it's another way, and no matter how you look at it, it's not going to help. Only if I remembered, I was about to say, oh right, Tarsus Dharma, we're in.
Should help for doing something 3 times in a row.
Yeah, that's what they time is, because I didn't make a neder mamish. The pasuk makes it if I made a neder, so my Tarsus Dharma makes it as if I said b'li neder for this. Well, this is the Chazon Ish also another way of doing it, but that's not.
But I mean, can you do that like for the entire year? Like any mitzvah that I take on this year is not an ender.
That's the question. Tarsus Dharma Vashtus does it. The Chazon Ish does something different too. He tied is that if you are the type of person, your whole gisha, your whole. I'm not a neder person. I never do the Dharm. I can't handle the Dharm, like you said. You're Shlomazlikin. You're not gonna cack it. If you make a neder, it's not gonna work out. Possibly. So if that's your attitude, it could be anyway. And neither me, I can't do it. And then it becomes, if you didn't do the Tarsus Dharma, it could be, it's enough. It has to be worked out, it doesn't need.
So 3 days in a row is not necessarily...
That's the Tarsus Dharma, many posts can say. I think Rishon Mazalman says, you should do a Tarsus Dharma, so you shouldn't rely on it, you shouldn't do something when you taka, it's in that you think it's okay. It's not great just to rely on it, but really, technically speaking, it works. That's what he says. So it works. You shouldn't theoretically do a Tarsus Dharma. That's what he says. So if you do that, there is the mahalo. Yeah, okay. So which B'ri Halacha do we want to do? Okay. So again, we don't really know, right? Shulchan Aruch is clear. He goes with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch says you need to wait 72 minutes after sunset in order to do halach labor, in order to daven ma'ariv, to do different, whatever it may be, different things you need to do. What's night? What decides when night is? Night is 72 minutes after dark, after sunset. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, but there are a lot of great authorities. Are you? Now that your luck's going to work out, okay, what do we do? What's going on? He says, Tam lechol zeh. Yeah. Vihini v'psochem, Isa. Mishkir Sachama Ad Seis Kochavim Shir Abamin. Pesachim is a problem. It says from Shkir until Seis Kochavim is 4 mil. Again, if a mil is 18 minutes, and you say from sunset until night is 4 mil, well, 4 times 18 is 72. Pretty straightforward. It seems to be an explicit pass in the Talmud that tells us that you have 72 minutes until nightfall. I mean, it's pretty open. B'Shabbos Lamed Dalet to Lamed Hey, Easter to B'Shkias Achama, Maschid Ben Shmashis. The Rabbi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, the Paskin Kalasir. According to Rabbi, in the name of the way Rabbi Yehuda learns it, right? So, Ben Shmashis is when the sun sets. V'Yomer Sham, Rabbi says there, D'Mashah Ben Shmashis, Tlosa Ribe Mil, V'Chag Echad Laila. Ben Shmashis extends for 3/4 of a meal, and afterwards it's night. Does that sound like, we said again, meal is, let's say we're going with the opinion, it's 18 minutes. So which is it? 13 1/4 minutes? Or is it 72 minutes? It can't be both. Right? V'amrin Hashem. V'shlosh kochav ha'beirim ha'beirim. It also says there that you have to have 3 medium-sized stars. Right? So, which is it? 3 medium-sized stars or 72 minutes? Presumably, it can't be both, because you said 3 medium-sized stars is approximately 13 minutes. Like, again, maybe a little more, a bit more or less, that's the time. So, what's going on? Maybe, okay, kasha adogi. Bottom line, there are questions. It's not clear. There are times, by the way, when stars come out even 13 minutes. I think Tishrei is another month of the year. They bring that book over there. It brings the Bashkir, the Halacha, the Kalacha. Zmanim Kalacha, he brings that. I think Tishrei is Nisan, maybe. Kenza, he says, those two sets of the year, when after 13 minutes you find stars, and otherwise it's 18 minutes. He says, you can find, and I think that those, at least he has a whole deal and whatever it is, a few hundred pages about this, but bottom line, that's what he said. So what's going on? Al Kinti Yotra Ben Tara, Ben Tessa Bistiyata, Lechalek, Nechkez Zachama, Nechkez Zachama, Nechkez Zachama, there's two different Shkiyas, Shabisham, Shkiyah, Dahi, right? Yahid Psochim, Hut Chilas Hashkia Mishkias Guf Hashemesh. Meinenu, that's when the sun starts to set, but that doesn't have any halachic ramifications according to the Talmud. Just to know how to determine when's night, you need to know when that first shkia is. But that has no, you can have a minchal, you have 58 minutes or something. He also holds 13 and a half minutes, or whatever it is the Ben Shmashis, just at the end, right before the end of the 72 minutes. You have 58 minutes or something, 59 minutes. 58 3/4 minutes is day, and then 13 1/4 minutes, or whatever it is Ben Shmashis. Then night is 72 minutes. He said, you only need to know that first year in order to determine when in the world is night. So he said, well, you have to know this and this time. That's what he says. But otherwise, it's not relevant to anything. Only as Atzeis Kochavim. But meaning from that to Atzeis Kochavim is 4 mil, 72 minutes. The sun has to go down. It has to go down from most of the sky except for the western side. So that starts as Maskabin Shmashis. That's when it starts. And that's again, it means like it's already way darker than we're used to thinking of night. It means it's mamish, the very end of the, before it's black, and we had those 13 minutes, and now it's black. That's what he's talking about. That's what Ben Shmashis is talking about. From the beginning of the first shkia, till the sun starts to really utter, like towards the very end, when it's really sinking, it hasn't begun. It's not the sunset where you normally talk about. What a beautiful sunset! It's like the very end. It's also beautiful, but it's almost dark. That is what's called Ben Shmashis. Right until then, it's day. Umashach shloisha milin urviya. So you have 3 1/4 mil is day. 59 minutes, 58 3/4 minutes. Fine. The Oz who Zman Tosha Shabbos. That's the time when you can take on Shabbos, add Shabbos, because it's still day. Whenever you want, then you can take on Shabbos. That's proper. That's the best way of doing it. But you don't have to. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, from the beginning of Shkia till Bereish Mashis, meaning from the first Shkia till Bereish Mashis, which is between the times. Repeat that. Not like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says Bereish Mashis means between the suns, like from when the sun starts to set till when it's done. I think that's what he says. Ubein kula hema arba milin. The whole time from the first shkia till the last is 4 milin. The arba milin mitchias hashkia luhavei laila v'adai. Till 4 milin from the beginning of shkia is not 100% night. Zeo shishu rabbi tam b'siyato. You know, I once davened in Sanz, Yom Kippur. I was living in Beit Yaakov. I had a friend who was driving to Breslov. We had a pesach. My daughter, Baruch Hashem, she was less than a year old, and it was a little bit busy. I was hoping to go to Breslov, but it didn't work out. So I stayed in Beit Yaakov. There was no Breslov shul in Beit Yaakov. Everyone went to the shul. So I davened at whatever meeting there was. So I was a little bit distressed in the Ilah. This is the Ilah, right? Yoin Pana, right? Pana Shemesh. You have to say that during the time when it's still sort of twilight, as it were, right? They said it right. They said it every time. So like Yom Pana, I'm like, what's Yom Pana? It's like kind of late. He said, you know that there are 64 Rishonim and Achronim who hold them in the town of Maisa? There are a lot of them. I said, what do you mean? It's Malachi. You are under a misimpression. It's not dark. It only looks dark. It's not really dark. Really dark, this is what's really dark, dark, dark. It's not when it's just starting. You know, you look at it, it's like a little lightish. You know, it's like, you know, that's nothing. You can have mincha then. That's not problematic. What? I don't understand your trouble. So that year was actually the lowest Yom Kippur I ever kept. Because I started the regular Shkia, and then you go till, I don't know, how long? I don't know. At least 72 minutes after, maybe even more.
You're not gonna eat Yom Kippur until 30 minutes after?
You have to add on Yom Kippur to a Raisa from before Shkia.
How much before?
Usually it's like 2 minutes, a little bit. Like something like 2 minutes at least.
And you wait 72 after?
Maybe even 6 minutes, not so clear. What? 5 minutes, is
right.
Wait,
5 minutes after 72?
Ashrei Helkoi, the Rav Lachol said.
Wait, 5 minutes after 72?
It's better. But again, it's the same Ashrei. What?
5 minutes extra after 72?
No. 5 minutes before Shkia, because we're not sure, the Yashin says we're not sure when Shkia is. Generally speaking, 5 minutes before Shkia, unless you're in a place where the mountains disrupt your ability to see, like, or whatever it is, you're not sure when you're holding. 5 minutes or 6 minutes better for the Shkia, you should take a Shabbos, and you keep the Chayim of Chuyah according to everyone. And Shabbos also passes, you need to do according to, like, you need to take in, not do Melach to Shabbos, you have to 5 or 6 minutes before the Shkia.
So about
taking out Yom Kippur, you're waiting until after Nila, usually, it's over. The regular time, like Shabbos, is over.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. I don't think that you have to. Maybe yes. Maybe you have a couple of minutes. That's included in the. That's included in the Shabbat. The Lachshir includes whatever comes after Shabbat. What?
This year it's on Shabbos.
All of those for Shabbos and everything, they always make it a few minutes.
They're including it. There's suffix. It's in the Torah. Take this anyway. Yeah, you're okay more or less, but.
So you're on the minute that it says.
Generally speaking, how do you think you get to make Abdullah? Well, you make Abdullah true before Mayav. That's after Mayav, you're way after the time. Most of us. Way after. Way.
After a regular time?
No, not after a regular time. After regular time.
Some people aren't feeling so well, they want
to
like.
Okay, so someone's not feeling so well, he also needs to have Abdullah. Now, if it's already after time of Luach Lishkia, he doesn't hold a bit of time, it's not Mechuyev, let's say. Like I said, in your case, I don't really know. I can tell you it's brought down as Joseph Chazanish, but that's not a Pesach. You should ask somebody who's telling the Maitzah. So if you don't have to wait, you get to wait in your situation. Maybe you went back to America, maybe you're staying. I don't know what your Maitzah is. The person who's just going back, it could be Bechal, all the rate of the Chazanish is irrelevant. It's like, if you're here, you never talk to someone who's going back to America. So you're in America, you're a piece of America here. You keep doing this jump, you're not going to give it a bit of time. So I don't know your Maitzah. You don't even live here now. I mean, there are different shittas. People go to Rosh Hashanah. I'm here now. private apartment. I'm staying. And it's a dude, Gacy's private. You're not gonna stay. Come on, again. I don't really know your mindset. It has to do with your family.
Stay,
you are,
you know,
if you're out of, you know you're gonna stay. So it could be a panel out of hustlers, but it would be better to talk to someone who's like,
which is
he says you don't have to. You don't even have to touch the door in at least in one place. But it's, again, it's a story. It's not a sock. It's not meant to be a sack of gum or like never.
Well,
to, very good, but still,
why
you have to.
I go back?
You have to work out all the.
I always hear different things.
That's its own question. It's a big, big, big discussion.
Every person does
its own. No. It's its own discussion. It's not much a discussion. It's not touch. What? Why? Why? Mr. Wu is not here. No one says you can.
No
one says you can drive except for Pekoha. But can you do Malachas Bezitzin is a big question. This is a tangent. I'm not allowed to be on tangents. Never. That's what they tell me. They're going to stone me. It won't be good. You don't want that to happen, right? Next little year. So let's leave it alone. But one way or another way, it's good to ask somebody. You need to ask someone. Well, sure. Anytime. It's not this time. So fine. Very good. Okay. That's it. Zero should be the top. Seattle, Adi, come on. The Magen Avraham, Mashmash Shem Shadat Alach Shit Zor. What does the Magen Avraham hold? Like Rabbi Natan or not like Rabbi Natan? How does the Magen Avraham hold? Rabbi Natan or not Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan. Magen Avraham holds Rabbi Natan. That's the Bir Alach says. Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan. It's very strange because we think we know what night is. We have no idea. It's a halachic reality. That's it. In the beginning of Brachos, there are many shittas. What's Magen Avraham? When's that? When's day? When's this? When's that? I don't know, how many shittas there? 8, 9, it's like a whole bunch of shittas. This is like that one, not like that one. There are many, many opinions. We don't know when night is. We think it's dark and you feel uncomfortable. It's dark, it's not dark. No, it's not dark is not always the determinant.
This may be off topic, but does it matter what latitude and longitude you are? If you're closer to the equator, is it shorter?
Okay. That's a very hard discussion, I think. Is it
off topic or?
It's sort of on topic, but not just now. Maybe at the end we'll talk about that. That's a hard. When the Jewish people from Mir in Poland, other places, ended up in Shanghai, there was a whole question: when is Yom Kippur? Because of the dateline, it's like complex. When is the time? How does it work? What is going on? But it's like its own. Maybe we'll do a shiur on it. We'll see how things work. But like, it's its own discussion. Some people held 2 days Yom Kippur because they didn't know what the Kippur was. The Chazanish right. You don't have to be called mine's right, but others are.
That was my question. The question is more like,
what's the nights like?
It's
like, is there a night? Is there a day?
In Alaska.
Right. This is the problem. So it's only day?
Israel.
It's only day? It's only day there now? When do you mean? When exactly do you mean? Is it the time when it's only day? Is it the time when it's only night? Tell me you have a 10-minute night, Paul? When does it mean? When? What's it like? What's it like? Is it a regular day? If it's a regular day, then it depends on the day. Depends on the day. And maybe we'll see that maybe it depends on how things look. Maybe if it looks like usually 72 minutes, that's enough. Maybe you don't need 72 minutes literally. It has to be that dark. There are stars. Usually it's 72 minutes, whatever the amount is. It's its own thing. But it's like, again, there are places where you have only night for like, I don't know, months? Only days. So someone asked Rabbi Yasha, like, what do I do? He said, well, first of all, the Jews are not allowed to live in such a place. He's like, we don't know. Like, we don't know the answer. That's like a 2A. So for sure, Shabbos, get somewhere and like, you don't hang around there. Hey, I'm a Mashkiach, like, don't be there. Get out of there. Yeah, you have a problem. You guys got the gremlin or whatever. He's like, he's in big trouble.
I said that once.
Yeah, whatever. He's got problems. That's not possible. Working out what and when. It's like a whole discussion. Who knows what and when.
I mean, so now that we're living here and we're closer to the equator, does the halakha change? Or does it go back to what it should be?
Again, it has to. The equator is not so much the discussion. The discussion is how the Shkia talks about particular signs. How does it work? Definitely. There are different times. There's a time when it's sunset. Does the sun set? The sun sets. So whenever that is, it is. It's a time when there's 3 stars. Which type of stars? The time of this, the time of that? Each time is its own engine. That's really what's
happening.
So
then we have to go by that sign versus.
In Israel, because it's faster, the customs like to go. It seems to go, it goes. What it looks like in Israel, 20 minutes, in Uman, looks like after 17 minutes.
That's my question.
Yeah, no, but then you go according to how it looks, Pachel. At least Rabbi Yashav, if I remember, says it's not minutes, it's how it looks. They're telling you how it was where they were. But it's not minutes. That's what he wants to say. But that's why people are very lenient in Israel, because after all, it looks like that's 72 minutes. It's not. The goal was for here. That's what they want to time. Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah said that even people in Israel who keep Rebbe Tam didn't mean it as a halacha lemaisa. It's not the chumrah. It's a stringency. It's not meant to be mamisha, you're caught, you're trapped. It's not what it's supposed to be. You have to. So that's why, like I said, the Gedolei HaPoskim used to write the Kanigah candles early. Not so early, but earlier than Rebbe Tam. Why? Because that's not the halacha. You're not just so everyone took it. That's what Rosh Hashanah said. Other great people. They asked me the same thing. So no one took on, even if you keep a little time, you don't mean it mamish. You mean like a chumra. That's just from a tzidishuk, like in the Tzans, that's not how they mean it. But the regular, like, I don't know, the Sephardi Sha'olam usually, maybe except for Vajra Sefer, I don't know what he always says.
He did it himself. He himself.
Again, he gets in trouble with... He can because he does everything to the Torah. But like, generally speaking, you have a problem with Hanukkah candles, you hold pashas. The Siddur Shem B'Chalal have their own
Mikra's mom.
He
doesn't like
that.
He doesn't like
the
72.
That's the question. That's the question. Because he's in trouble with this.
What's that?
He does. If he lights it, there's the lights on and before the top. Okay, there we go. He's doing the same thing as everybody else. I'm telling you, it's like a, and you see how the person holds. He's not in Eretz Yisrael. He's not in the Chutzot. Yes, and so no. That's not. It's like, wow. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Depends how things are. He said Eretz Yisrael. Everyone holds the golden. It's just the chumra. If you keep it in time, you don't mean it. Mama shalacha, because not the halacha. The halacha is 20 minutes, not 72 minutes. 20 minutes.
Not just 20 minutes.
Right? It's
the shabbat.
Because man,
what do they mean? It's
man. Really count. Which man is talking? Again, the luach, generally speaking, is meant designed to take care of the problem of people messing up.
Which man? Erev is man. Say the shabbat.
Most people, it needs like the 36 minutes or whatever it is.
36 minutes?
Yeah, whatever. The extras that there are, the three little stars, whatever it is, people are sure no one's going to mess up. No one's going to be 15 minutes after. Everyone's going to, well, have to really wait. Aber der Grosla Chodik al Shita Zo. The Gro argues. And the Shita Beherev Bekam Arayis. Right? The Shkia Sachama. Shev Shabbat Li Beish Moshe. So Gamkin Es Chos HaShkia. Kamor Shkia Sachama. Shev Sachama. He says there's no two Shkias. It's one Shkia. One Shkia. There's one sunset. Regular sunset is the sunset. Period. That's what he said. That's it. That's it. Afterwards, it's finished. It's finished. Who is Maram Shel, Alayla, Shuhu Shloshu Kachovim Beinani? So the Kachovim the Psachim says, Kol Kachovim Anirim Alayla, Shuhu Zman, Mucha Harde. Ah, the Aramid and Achat Kazo Shal Ashkia. We're talking about a different says Kachovim entirely, not the regular one. Therefore, you have to wait a very long time. That's what we're discussing here. That's what the Gro explains. He says the Gemara Pesachim is coming to teach us not something halachic there. How the sun goes. It's not trying to tell me any halachic reality.
It's not.
Just the fact of life.
The fact that
the
all
clouds
the stars
are
come out at that time.
There are thick clouds and it comes out. That's nothing. No halachic nafkimi. That's the way. Which is a little bit of a pell. Like, what? So what is he trying to tell me? I'm sure he had a soul. He had a lot of souls. The Rosh Yeshiva says Shulchan Aruch Rav is bigger than people think in this in Nigla. He said the Gro is bigger than people think in this difference. It's very, very, very big.
What does that mean?
That means that he says that the people say the Baal Tanya was very big, chassidut, in deeper things. And Halacha, in the Rabbi Torah, yeah, he was a great authority. He said, no, he was much bigger than they think. And people say that the Vilna Gaon was very, very great in the revealed Torah. But in deeper things, I don't really know. He said, no, deeper things, he was a giant. It was not, he was very, very, very great. People don't realize his greatness. So he had a soul problem. All of these authorities, he had a soul. He b'chlau, in general, the Gros said you can't nullify any rabbinic obligation because there's a reason, deeper reason why you should do it. So I don't care if it changed what made it, because something says do it anyway. That's what the Gros says. Very good. Ah, my gosh, near the name, she mentioned much as to add says Kohanim. Harbe Yosef, we should reveal. What's going on here? He said, listen. It looks like Banish Mushes continues after this 13 minutes, right? I mean, it seems to be like 13 minutes in Europe. It's hard, nothing happened. Nothing happened. And it was 18 minutes. Hardly anything happened. I mean, I don't rely. I try very much not to rely on the going in Uman. Like, it's just light out. Like, it's almost, you feel like, looks like 2 minutes after Shkia here. It's like, because it's the sky is what this term is.
Is longer?
I think so, no? If you pass the shade, if you don't want to do it, you'll see. Yeah, you'll see. It's like, it takes it. I don't feel it's okay to like at least 50 minutes. It's like, wow. Like then it starts to look like 20 minutes here. And you're like, wow, that's such a beautiful sunset. I'm going to drive by it now. No, I'm not listening to driving early. It's make it tasty. It's very, very hard for me to put it in driving early. It's like, really, I don't know. The driving? It depends when. Sometimes it's sometimes.
Which one? Friday night or Shabbos?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. I think it's like exactly that time. But Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, I think so. Not that way. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. They make it within 13 minutes. Within 13 minutes. And they don't care about 13 minutes. But the Meyer is shortly afterwards.
They don't care.
They make also the 11 make the Olympic because Kohanim is within 13 minutes. It never makes a shiur. Never. They make the 13 minutes. They make
the.
They want to finish on time. They have their own reasons why and what. They want to meet the many people as possible to get there. Whatever their mahalach is. It's good enough. The real, we both know why. Because that's what they did in Uman. Probably that's why. And they had the reason. But like, it's not the reason why people were kovea. They were kovea. That's what they used to do. For sure. And I'm sure that's what they must have done. And he knew what they used to do. They didn't wait for them to come. They did whatever they did. They did. I don't know. But for me, it's very, like, it's like it feels very. Yeah, I think it's pretty. It's not 50 minutes. It's pretty early. Yeah, it's pretty early. Wait until regular taste. The going in. They did the going.
20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Bye. You have 7-8 minutes after a half a minute. 10 minutes, and you have
the second ending go much longer.
Okay, because it's past it, but it's like what's going on over here? I actually went last year in Oman. I like looked into the Benish Mosh like. I got because I was very comfortable. Yeah, but whatever it is, I had to work out like at least say Shema again, at least if the davening closed. If not, if the davening closed, well, daven later.
Shmaya comes after.
No, I don't know. I don't know when the time is. When is it dark? And what is dark? If dark is 20 minutes here or 18 minutes even, let's say here, it's dark. I'd like to go into Mamshah, maybe Shalom, very nice. So I'm like, what's this? Anyways, it's not. I don't know what they did. They daven like that, for sure. Could be they said Shema again. Everyone has a different cheshbon. Everyone has to work out what the cheshbon is.
You can.
I mean, Rishoni one. Just saying. I mean, like, if you that minion is a much more chachilim minion. If you can, it's a great minion. Not saying, but like, you have to know where you're holding, who you are. At least you have to be aware. You don't want to miss Kriyush Rosh Hashanah, right? You don't want to do that. It's not a good idea. Not a great idea. Not smart. אף גב שניה לנהם שמשתו ונשפשו עד סיס כוכבים הוא הרבה יויסר מישהו עשוי אמיר וכמו שחסר כבר הביאו לו ששיר וגמור הנאמר רק על אופק בבלו ארץ ישראל the boy himself said it's only talking about the Gemara shear of this exact timing which means like 13 minutes or 18 minutes whatever it is it's talking about the sky the placement of Eretz Yisrael where we are but in the Gemara shear you have to have these stars you can't not have stars that's not how it works I mean the Seinu Shnota Yisrael Tzav when our country is more north like you were saying Lee Miss Arach, the Oyster, it's longer. The Chain, the Yin, so finish verses. The Yin, the Mesh, the Slam, the Suez, Kamina Gemara, Alok, the Shalom, the Rakhtar, the Fi, Harus, Masai, Hu, Shlosh, the Chav, Ben, the Lodom. When you have three medium stars, you're okay. That's what it says. But until then, you're not okay. And it's no timing. They're talking about the Gemara, the time of Gemara. But the Fish, and the Miki, and the Ezu, Bain, we don't know what Bain is.
Isn't there a sign that goes up in the Shalom?
Only the beginning, not the end.
What?
Only the beginning, when you have to light candles, but not the end. There is an exact time when you light, when it's 40 minutes before the Shkia.
Yeah.
But Erev Shabbos is a little easier, because then we know, that Shkia, let's say, that's when starts the question. But when can I down Meir? When can I down Meir in America? When I get 20 minutes, 13 minutes after I down
Meir?
Maybe.
My rabbi in Baltimore, we had the longest Shabbos in Baltimore.
Baruch Hashem.
Which rabbi? Rabbi Goldman. So he was a Hasidic guy. He was a Chernobyl. So he went by that.
So you're a bit tam, though.
Other people went by, maybe the yeshiva near Israel.
Yeah. Everyone has to find their own way. But for sure, the gross depends on
different things. But we were all, it was within 30 minutes. Nobody ended with three stars, I can tell you that. That is a conservative thing.
But no, the three stars, no, the Gemara says three stars, but because we don't know what it means, three average stars, like you say, people say three stars, there are three stars many days. It's like you say, well, not Shabbos, don't you see three stars? Why are you driving your car to shul? What do you mean, don't you see three stars? Like, it's a joke. So the idea is that if there are three medium stars, we don't know what three medium stars are, that's three small stars. Because we don't know what medium stars are, how do you know what's
medium?
So therefore you get to... pretty much. It's pretty dark. Like, kind of like if you have a big and medium and small, probably it's about right.
Let's say 3-1 look big.
Mm-hmm. Let's
say 3-1 look
big. Not good. Not enough.
I only believe it's small.
You have to have three sizes, basically. That's what it says to me. The bigger ones, the medium ones, the small. Probably that's a medium. We don't know if you got small, but you got medium. We don't care about small. We need three medium stars. It's dark when you have these stars. So yes, you're right. People misuse it because again, you have some stars you see during the day, or certainly when sunset, like a minute after sunset. Here, I see three stars. It doesn't help
you.
You
have to see five. One of them smaller, one of them bigger, and three of them.
Yeah,
it could be. And be in like a certain area together near each other.
One guy can see what his neighbor
is. I'll tell you, we have a big advantage in having a watch. Because no, really, because it's like it's very, very hard. Beer Lachatz brings it also, maybe from here. It's like what you have. I think it's here. The but I didn't look at this yet. But at this time, it's been a while. But actually, yeah. So the Mr. Brewer comes out that if it's the same time as yesterday, and you know that the topic was over, so you can rely on your watch. That's good enough. And we know that it could be a minute off or whatever it is, depends on the shkia. But when we have a calendar and a watch, it's the best thing. You have people sitting there for calibrating what you have. That's much the best thing. To try to light these three stars. I definitely know people who've made mistakes, big mistakes. It's like no, Shabbos was not over, and you have to really be holding and like trying like when exactly. Like what, you know, that's from my, and it's cloudy, and it's hazy, it looks small, it looks big, it looks this, it looks like it's, it gets to be too complicated, you know, like, you don't want to get the luach, you can make sure you have a cut that's correct, that's what my suggestion, we're learning it through, but I don't want to, I would definitely prefer not, I mean, you can do that, I think the Shubha does go into it, how many, the other questions, or whatever it is, but I don't think it's smart to try to be covered out of the vibe, it's not a good idea, like, you want to, that's what I would say, my own. שעולה המדין עד תענים, כמו שכוסף עושים לרשת היסטורי גמול. ואין שם מה שקסדו, אול בין זה... יופ! In Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel, the Mishtabura says that even on Hanukkah we shouldn't rely on 13 minutes. Because even the Gros says we shouldn't rely on these 13 minutes. 13 minutes is too quick. It's too quick, 13 minutes. So he suggests you can't. Even Hanukkah, when you're in a rush, don't rush that much. Wait at least until you have the right shear, which is proper. You know, it's interesting. With the shooting ground now, the other hashkeh skupach, ashtemesh mial ha'aretz, who benish moshe gomer. The minute the first time the sun starts to set, setting, it's already benish moshe. There's a question: is it Shabbos? Is it Shabbos? Can you daven mincha? Can you daven ma'ariv? It's all questions. We don't know. It's day or it's night. Mechanal be'emesh yitoso zos lav chadosh shehi. For his king came with shuvas maram alashkeh. The mial hashkeh skupach ashtemesh havi benish moshe gomer. Maram alashkeh way before the grow, so the same idea. First sunset, not like a minute time. It is already Behavi Sham Shaken Kosta the Parish Hagonim or Yishonim, which was saying. The Gonim said it. Behema, Rabbeinu, Shriya Gol, Rabbi Gol, Rabbi Yisim Gol. Gap, Harab, Rabbi Machos, the Beno, Shalab Bamsa. Gam Kosta Shikham Shaken Masha, the Arif, Rabbi. That's the Rashi. Riff, Rabbi, Rashi, Ravam ben Rambam saying about his father. The golden, it's like a lot of very strong sheep, does not like him in town. And the question he has, you can ask the question. Either way, it has to be that there's a shkia that's for pretty much superfluous. 72 minutes from then, like, whatever. It could be. You want to say it's easier, maybe. Rabbi Oshach la'alocha b'yodea reis ha'mazavav l'inim milas b'nish moshes. Rishach says, when is b'nish moshes? Mila has to do with the growth, the Bogdoinim, not so they have another shach strong. The Magen Avraham also been in town, but not everyone's been in town. So let me get things clear. We're trying to make things get the workable system here. You all learned these Bir Alecha, this Bir Alecha you learned? Was it necessary to go over?
So
I mean, I'm willing, again. I don't have a problem with it, that's Hashem.
I don't think we need to do inside, just to clarify it.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's good to go over.
I'm willing to do it that way. I don't have a problem. There's a show.
Because, I mean, some of them will be more questions, some of them were that, like, a lot of different team in them, so.
Maybe it's good to go with this
one.
Maybe it's good to go with this one, but that's quite wrong. Close. Kemp, like, you hit, like, whatever. There are people who think that. Let's say. Fine. Oh, like when we did the Beis Yosef, that I should have looked over beforehand. But when we did the Beis Yosef, that was really people didn't know pshat. That's like a good. That was good. But if I know them, I'm going to be fielding questions like, what's like reading through the gap of what is this? What is that? What is hard? And he certainly brings planning. So then,
see, I think there's a couple of questions.